Malcolm Turnbull is the first Australian Prime Minister to make an official visit to the United States since President George W. Bush invited John Howard to Washington in 2006. The Prime Minister's visit to America continues to be overshadowed by events in Australia, where Victorian Nationals MP Andrew Broad has called on Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce to resign his leadership. Speaking to journalists outside the White House, Malcolm Turnbull stopped short of fully endorsing his deputy's leadership.
I've got nothing to add to what I've said already in Australia about that. Barnaby Joyce is the leader of the National Party of Australia. As leader of the National Party of Australia in a coalition government, he is my deputy prime minister. The leadership of the National Party is a matter for the National Party.
The Prime Minister says he will avoid counselling President Trump over growing calls for tougher gun control laws in the United States when the two leaders meet privately tomorrow in the Oval Office.
Express to the President our deepest condolences on the latest tragic shooting in Florida, as I have done so publicly already. It's not for me to get involved in a contentious domestic political debate here, but Australia's experience in gun law reform, of course, undertaken so courageously and effectively by John Howard more than 20 years ago, is a very powerful demonstration of the success of our policies. And of course, they're often cited in the debate here, but we'll leave the domestic political debate to the Americans.
The Prime Minister has sat down with some of the most senior officials in President Trump's administration, including Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, Director of National Security Mike Rogers, and the newly appointed Chair of the Federal Reserve Jerome Powell. Malcolm Turnbull's proposal to cut Australia's company tax rate from 30 to 25% by 2026 was the focus of a breakfast meeting hosted by Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin.
The Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Mnuchin, expects that this will add nearly 1% to American GDP and that 70% of the benefit from those tax cuts for businesses will flow to workers. The reality is, the experience here in the United States is they're seeing stronger economic growth because of those tax cuts. It underlines the importance of completing our tax reform program. It underlines the benefits that flow to workers and employees from having more investment and more jobs and better paid jobs.
Mr. Turnbull will deliver the keynote address at this weekend's National Governors Association meeting before flying home to Canberra early Monday morning, when Parliament will resume and National Party MPs and senators will formally determine the fate of Barnaby Joyce's leadership. In Washington, Brett Mason, SBS News.